Just an update here. Damien Tudehope is the New South Wales Minister for Finance and Small Business on where we are on this abortion bill. You're all writing to me about it. He's on the line. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Can you just give us here, I mean, late-term abortions, what will the bill provide for?
Well, it doesn't give much comfort than what we already have, except that we've introduced a further provision in relation to that concept that we've got to have additional counselling for late-term abortions. But that's probably all that we have, in fact, been able to amend in respect of the bill at the moment.
So, I mean, my point has been, and the point of many, there should be no late-term abortions unless the health of the mother or the child was at risk. Now, is that what the bill is going to say? You're suggesting no.
I'm telling you that, in fact, that actual proposition was put to the upper house and was defeated 26-15. So, there is, I understand, another proposal in the wings which would, in fact, just encapsulate the existing law to make sure that that is at least the standard that we abide by, because that's where we are at the moment. So we'll see how that goes.
And men will be able to have abortions?
Tell me about it. Can you believe this?
Can you believe this? Can you believe it?
I think that you know, part of this debate has shown the best of people, but certainly it has also shown the worst of people.
Unbelievable.
But this sort of a debate, that when it devolves to this level, where someone actually puts as a serious proposition that a man may present for an abortion, is quite frankly the most insane thing you would ever want to hear.
Absolutely. Now, sex gender selection. Now, I know that earlier this week an amendment to ban sex selection abortions was defeated by that same number, 26-15. But you've been able to secure an amendment, have you, which states, as I understand, quote, to avoid doubt, nothing in this act authorises the performance of a termination for the sole purpose of sex selection.
Well, that's what I had, in fact, hoped to achieve. But, in fact, what we have achieved as a result of negotiations which went long into the night was that the Parliament opposed or expressed its opposition to same-sex selection, and that and with a commitment in writing from the Health Minister that the Health Minister will issue guidelines in relation to termination of pregnancy with a view to preventing same-sex sex-selective abortions. It's not, in my view, what I would have said is a better choice, where we in fact have outlawed same-sex selection, but it in fact says that there is a commitment from government to make sure that it's not happening.
Just amazing, isn't it? If the Parliament objects to sex selection abortions and then votes against an amendment, I mean, the left hand doesn't seem to know what the right hand's doing amongst some of these people. What about conscientious objection?
Well, conscientious objection, again, it's an issue where some people hold very strong views, that if you have it, then it's the notion of conscientious objection is that if you hold that you can't in any circumstance participate. And participate may, in fact, involve referral to someone who you know will carry out the process. Like, if I know you're going to do something wrong with it, but I don't want to do it, but I refer you to someone else who will do it, then don't I participate in it?
So that's correct.
If you hold that view, then there's no way that you can or should be required to be involved in that process. Now, I have to say that, and I've said this in the Parliament, when the state says to a person who holds a conscientious objection, you must act otherwise than in accordance with your conscience, then we are a tyranny. That's the state saying to people, we will tell you what to do, even if you have a conscientious objection against it. So we've ended up with a situation where you don't have to refer to someone who will carry out the process, but you have to refer to a government department helpline.
Just frightening. I mean, people are very unhappy with their politicians, very unhappy with their politicians, I've got to tell you.
We're doing our best, Alan. Yeah, we're doing our best.
I know. I just want you a quick question before you go. You're the Minister for Small Business. Workers and businesses be taking time off today to attend these climate change strikes?
Well, there's a serious impact on small business. If people don't turn up for work, then it's a serious impact on that small business. Now, I must say that lots of small businesses are struggling. They're struggling with electricity prices. They're struggling with rents. They're struggling with mortgage repayments. They're struggling with a deterioration in consumer confidence. These are the last things we want, is that workers actually walk off the job. Today we need you know, a circumstance where we have stability in relation to the economy and in the workplace. And these are the last things that people need in relation to the running of their business.
Yeah, good on you. Well, well done anyway on the other front. You've tried manfully to achieve appropriate ends. We'll wait and see what the public response has been to all of this, but I'm glad for your time.